Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a TJ DeSantis production. Comments, questions, and inquiries can be sent to DeSantisProd@gmail.com.
It's time!
With Bruce Buffer. And now, it's time for the voice of mixed martial arts.
We are live!
It's Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
It's time.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. COVID-19, President Trump, President Biden, film, TV, UFC, sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is No Holds Barred Radio, folks, and we are here with my co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ,
what's up, Buff? How are you?
How you doing, man? You look good. Black, more black and black. I like it.
I mean,
no, it's a good background. I actually wish I could change the background here once in a while, but I like it. It looks good.
It's soundproofing, you know, like it only comes in one color, unfortunately.
There you go. And also here we have again the wonderful, the beautiful, the sensual, the ever outspoken, the ever intelligent Penthouse Pet.
Let's be honest, she's a liability, Buff.
She's a liability. We cross our fingers and go like this every time she's on the show. But you know what? We also go, yay, she's on the show. And here she is now, Sammy Phillips. Sammy.
Woo! Woo! Okay, so check it out. So if you guys haven't seen me for a while, I had vocal cord surgery in January. And that was attributed to my overly husky, gravelly, somewhat gay man sounding voice in the past. So
I think they call it your moneymaker in the business, Sammy. I mean,
but I think that my vocal cords took a turn for the worse last year during COVID. I was having like a couple of these weird breathing episodes where my throat would just close and I could not breathe through it.
We were worried about you. I remember a couple episodes you were talking about it. And it sounded like maybe you were afflicted with COVID.
Let me tell you something. When I talked to her, after she got operated on, and she's like, and I'm like, Sammy, stop talking. And then you lost your voice for what? 2-3 weeks, Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And you're worried. Right, she was worried it wasn't
speak again.
You didn't even know it was going to come back.
No.
Yeah. That was the scary part.
How does it feel now, Sammy? Cause I mean, to me, honestly, you sound a little bit different, but you still sound like Sammy, which is good.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's a lot clearer. I don't like the, okay. So your vocal cords, think of a wishbone, right? Or kind of like that. And I had two growths growing on both sides that got so big, they came together and merged in the middle. And it left only a little bit of air be able to go through my windpipe. So every time I'd breathe in, I was like, it would like reverberate.
That's
like
what we were hearing.
Right.
That's
what
we were hearing.
Yep.
Yes. 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 So now I can go, whoa, wait, that's terrible. So if I try and do it, I can't do it. I have to not try and do it. Woo!
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know,
I've never gone that high in my fucking life. Woo!
She's ready for a fight, Buff. She's ready to go cheer some UFC fighters on.
Yeah, cheerleader Sammy Phillips. But you know what, Sammy? I got to tell you, and I'm being totally, I'm always honest, but you know what?
Yeah.
You sound better.
That's what I think.
You sound better. Your voice sounds much better. Yeah, it's not so, you don't have that boyish thing to it. You've got the feminine side.
Does it feel different, Sam? Like, do you feel like you're better off physically for it?
Yeah, like I can breathe. Like I don't get winded when I was like getting winded when I walked. And granted, I just turned 55. I do not work out. There are many reasons to attribute to my windedness, but those were not them. Like the air just wasn't coming through my lungs, my throat. So it just, I couldn't catch my breath ever.
You know what? So, when you just did that, that deep breath in, that's where I really noticed that you're different, because I remember you having to cough a lot and you had issues on the air. I mean, that's great. I'm happy that you're feeling better.
I think you're going to find, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, so don't read into it. I think
my dick sucking is going to get so much better.
I wasn't even going there, Sammy. Oh, my God.
Like I said, a liability.
I was going to say there's a lot of benefits you're going to get from this operation, and obviously the first one out of your mouth. Here we go.
DJ, look how red he gets. It's so funny.
It's got to go back to that show prep.
Oh, man. Yeah, brought back memories. Okay, on left side. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Breathe, Buffer. He's the one that's short of breath now, Sammy. My goodness.
All right, take two. Here we go. We are live from the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping. Okay, all good. Sammy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You too. I don't know how long we've been on the air, but it feels like forever and a day while the time has gone by too quickly. I adore you too.
Thank you so much. I'm just happy I'm on the receiving end of this conversation and not the instigator of that conversation.
I did not say the L word, Sam. Don't get excited.
You meant it. It was a subtext.
Okay, that's true.
Uh-huh. You did.
So, Sammy, it's been a while since we had you on the show. We're going to go over a number of subjects here. Yeah. Before I start, I want to send my best wishes and condolences to the family and loved ones and friends of Marvelous Marvin Hagler, one of the greatest legendary boxers to ever step foot into the squared ring, a man who I had the pleasure of meeting both at a fight, both in a social affair, had the chance to sit ringside, watch his wars in the ring, amazing fighter, amazing boxer, and died at a very young age of 66. I remember when he retired from boxing, he went to Italy to make movies, AKA Clint Eastwood, remember doing the spaghetti westerns back in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I do want to clarify one point. It was mentioned that he passed from the COVID vaccine. Okay. His wife came out publicly and said that is not what happened. So let's not.
Okay. So this was like a rumor that was just going around.
It was a rumor that was going on because he recently received the COVID vaccine.
Got it.
I've heard a couple of stories like that. She came out publicly, said that is not the case. Let's not even elaborate on it. Let's just send our best wishes and condolences to one of the most legendary boxers of all time, one who boxed during the era, the late 80s and the 90s, 80s and 90s, when my brother Michael was coming on the scene, when I met Michael, when literally every week you had championship boxing, whether it was Hearns, Hagler, Duran, Leonard, Hagler, every week we were entertained by the greatest boxers in the world. And it was definitely one of the greatest eras of boxing ever. So again, rest in peace, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Okay, now let's go on. A little COVID talk to get the thing. Hong Kong's going to lock down again.
They're
going to lock down overnight. They're expecting a fifth wave.
Wow.
Is
this the same COVID variant, or is it one of the newer variants that they're being affected by?
I did not go into that. I just know it's the same variant. They're just saying COVID wave of COVID-19. They're not saying it's a variant or anything, which is amazing when you think about it. This is what makes me worry. Okay,
Hong Kong's not that big.
It's not that big, and they obviously seem to be closing down quick. I'm still up for question of what's going to happen here. We know Texas is wide open. I think 16 states are now adopting a no-mask rule.
Within reason, Bruce. So I was in Mississippi last week where there was no mandate in place. That said, if you go anywhere, no private business allows you to come in without a mask on. For most of the places I went to, they were at 100% capacity. So you could, endless amounts of people could come in. But if you didn't have a mask on, they still weren't allowing you to come in. I'm talking about like stores like Target.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to Florida, as you know. Sammy, are you aware of the fact that the UFC is going to Florida April 27th for UFC 261? And Dana White announced it just the other day. They're expecting a sold-out crowd of 15,000 fans in the arena.
Wow. I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Ask me how I feel.
You are not happy.
I'm very happy the UFC is having fans back.
Yes.
I love the fans. I'm very happy for the fans. How do I feel?
A hotbed, correct?
It's a hotbed. It's a hot, right now, spring break and everything's happening. And as a result, I believe you're going to see spikes because of spring break.
Do you guys remember last year?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So now we're going into that spike zone. Again, let me preface.
Isn't that where the Ultimate Fighter debuted?
Yes, Spike TV.
Okay, sorry.
So with that being said, I'm very happy the fans are going to be there. I love entertaining the fans. It's going to be fun to have 15,000 in the audience. But I'm going to tell the fans right now, I'm going to preface it by saying this. I love you. I love all you fans. I will not be signing autographs.
Buffer Bo?
Yep. I will not be doing that. I will not be going near the fans. I will be keeping my distance.
You're going to have like a Pope mobile.
If there's...
Listen to Sam. Wow.
I know. I squeak. I sound like Mickey Mouse.
That's amazing.
It's great. It's actually quite refreshing.
Yeah.
Not that there was anything wrong before, but I can't call you Froggy anymore. Jeez.
No, you can't.
Getting back to the other, again, I want to just apologize to the fans ahead of time.
Sure.
Okay. Whether it's at the hotel or at the arena. It's a safety issue. It's
more.
That's all it is.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce, but it's more for your mother than anyone, I would think.
Yes, and I don't think I made the announcement on here. My mother had COVID-19.
Yeah.
My mother, I kept it quiet. I was in Abu Dhabi. Let me just go into this, right? Give me 1 minute here and I'm done.
Floor's yours.
I, again, apologize. I will see you all in Florida. Love you all. Smile at you all. Wave at you all. That's it. That's just the way it is till further notice. Please understand my position. COVID-19 has ravaged my family. I'd mentioned it before. My gardener died from it. My cousins had a plumber in the house. They all got it. My caregivers for my mom, one came in, quarantined, TJ and Sammy, quarantined, yep. This caregiver was, and somehow she had it.
Yep.
She came in my house. My mom got it. The other caregiver got it. My mother's 92. I didn't tell her that she had it because I didn't want to create anxiety to prevent her from getting through it. There was one point I had to call the paramedics because her oxygen dropped down to 85.
Oh, my God.
They were going to take her to the hospital. Actually, went down to 81.
And the hospital is like the last place you really want to go.
Because I would never see her.
Right.
You know, but I had to do what was right. So the paramedics came over. I met with them over there. They said, Bruce, we need to take her to the hospital. I said, can you just tell me something I can do? I have her oxygen machine here. Turn it up to 5. She was a level 2. We turned it up to 5. We started getting readings in the 90s. Didn't have to take her to the hospital, but she was on call. She went through this for a month.
At 92 luckily, years old, Bruce.
At 92, she made it through.
Yeah.
She just sent me a video the other night of her toasting me with a big glass of wine over a fine meal and telling me everything. She's amazing, you know, because you know what happened 6 years ago. She almost passed.
So I didn't want to like let that out. But Bruce, I remember we did a show and you were telling me like your mother was going to go into hospice. Like it was not looking good. And look at her. Like, not only did she survive that, but now she's gotten past COVID. Like, your mom is the epitome of a fighter.
She's a Wonder Woman. She really is epitome of a fighter. And how horrific it is being on the road and road warriors, as you are, TJ, at times, and I am, you know, most of my life.
Well, you're powerless when these things happen on the road.
Powerless. When her lung collapsed 6 years ago, and I was in Germany, I came back. They sent me in the hospital. I was leaving for Brazil. They told me she was going to die that night, or she was going to die in 2 weeks. I got her in home hospice. I refused to let them put morphine in her or she would have died. The doctors would have told me they want to put morphine in her. Yeah. She would have died. They said the lung would never come back. I got her in home hospice. Luckily, I had the wherewithal to be able to get the nurses and do all that. 2 months later, hospice calls me. Sammy, they graduated. I think you remember this. They graduated her out of hospice and said the lung the doctor said would never come back came back.
That doesn't happen. You don't go home from hospice.
No, you die in hospice.
Yeah. One thing I'm curious, Bruce, you mentioned like not giving her morphine. When you make the body comfortable like that, sometimes you steal the body's ability or desire to fight. Do you feel like that was the case?
Oh, yeah. No, because I researched it and I had somebody help me. The short period of time I had to research it with my brother Brian, it's like, no, morphine, done, 5 days, done, bye-bye, done.
Okay. You never want to like deprive her from being comfortable, but at the same time, like you're throwing in the towel essentially.
TJ, at that time, I had a syringe with morphine in the freezer. If my mom turned to the worst, I was going to have to give her the morphine. Okay. That was a very horrific period as a family, loving family at that life. She got through it. Dynamite woman, works out twice a week with a trainer. It's amazing.
I mean, you needed to do was tell her that Paulo Costa was fighting in a couple weeks. And
that's it. Know. Well, I just had to tell her Paulo Costa is not fighting in a couple weeks now.
Right. Yeah, I know.
As a result of his flu. That's a whole nother subject. Yeah. So anyway, she had COVID. She got through it. I want to tell people out there, and we read about this all the time. Yes, the elderly get it. And chances are they're not going to survive.
Yep.
by the way, the race and the statistic. My mother did stay in shape, keep her strong. She did it. She's happier than ever. She's back to training.
She's got
to
be like the one percentile. You know what I mean? Of people to be tasked with that much of a health challenge and to get through it is insane.
Exactly. Well, you know, the bottom line is now it's vaccine time. We ought to get her vaccine 3 months. We don't get a vaccine if you have COVID. They tell you to wait 2 to 3 months. So she'd be getting hers. I'm happy to say I'm going to be getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine shot, which I would rather have the Pfizer or the Moderna. But you know what? It's so hard to get a vaccine shot. I'll take what I can get.
You know? Yeah. No, I mean, pardon the phraseology here, but beggars can't be choosers. And it's incredibly hard to get this vaccine. Not everyone can get it. Even some essential, workers in you know, areas can't get it. So
teachers can't even get it. Are you kidding?
Right. Yeah.
I think that changed, though. Now, as a teacher, you can get it.
It depends where you are.
Get this. Kristen's kids, my boys, have not been to school as all the kids are, for the most part. The LA County teachers now who can get the vaccine, do you know they took a poll? She told me 91% of the teachers, even with the vaccine, don't want to go back to work.
Yeah, so my son is in a school that is in the LA County School District, and they did a poll and had parents and teachers weigh in, and they decided that there will be no in-person education for the school year, so my son will not go back to school, but at the earliest will be August.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Kristen told me. I don't think I'm letting any cat out of the bag, because I think as a parent, you and other parents I know, this is a very serious thing. Kids being home from school is not good.
It's really bad.
It's really bad. It's causing issues all over. Kristen feels that if she can't get her kids back, my boys back in school by fall, they're going to move.
Yeah.
To Orange County, to where they can put them in school until they move back to their house where they can go back to school. It's just too much.
I'm of two minds, Bruce. One, I want my son to be safe, obviously. And no parent wants to put their child in harm's way. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I can see that his growth as a human being has been stunted, not educationally speaking, but socially. And
socially speaking, yeah.
We already spend so much time on screens, you know, as adults, you know, let alone kids. Right. So we bought him a trampoline, put a trampoline in the backyard. And it's been the most amazing thing for him because he's able to be physical. He just needs to be. He's got to exert energy. These kids, like, they have, you know, levels that are insane when it comes to energy. And, you know, when you're not leaving the house and running around, like, it builds up.
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, the kids come over here to the gym I built in my house, which is, I just had a whole more elaborate setup put in. And I just had a bunch of weight racks, everything, because I went and worked out the boys. They need that outlet. Mm-hmm. So Chris and I just got together. I gifted them with a whole set of dumbbell weights.
That's
from 5 to 30 pounds, weight bench, the whole bit. And Kristen bought a bunch of stuff for them. Now they have a gym at their house. This is so important. It, you know, working out, getting away from the screen when you can. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the screens, but like anything in life, whether it's screens, food, sex, you name it, too much is too much.
Right.
Too much is too much. No. I mean, it's true. Well, you might laugh at me when I said sex, but it's also a drain on the adrenal glands. You know, too much is too much.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever that means, I don't want to find out. But yes, it's all good. Okay, now Italy, they're also preparing. They're going to lock down again too.
That's what I worry about. Are these places that are locking down again where we're opening? You know, we're getting more and more liberal with what we're allowing, while other countries, you know, I mean, I feel like we've been behind everybody as far as the you know, everything is concerned. And I mean, we need to kind of look to everyone else as the example, because they seem to be impacted before we are, and the timeline of things. And like, maybe, I don't know. Again, it's a double-edged sword, Bruce, because like, we need to progress. We need to move forward. But here's my biggest concern is we're opening up now in spring. Okay. Yep. What if we screw everything up here in springtime and then we don't get summer? You know what I mean? And is this going to be a pattern where we open up in spring, things get crazy, then we lose out on summer? Then we open up in fall and then, you know, things get crazy again. And so we close for the holidays. You know what I mean? I don't want this to be a pattern where we're open for 3 months, closed for six.
We're learning day by day. It's been day by day for the last year plus. It'll continue to be day by day, whether it's the vaccines, statistics coming in, proving how effective they are, how long effective they are, whatever the case might be. day by day.
Let me ask you guys your opinion on this. My best friend in the world is named Caleb. He's a teacher in Las Vegas, a fifth grade teacher in Las Vegas, and they recently went back to school, and he has kids. They're socially distanced, 6 feet apart in the classroom. They go every other day, so half the class is there on Monday, the other half is on Tuesday, so on and so forth. They're all required to wear masks, but here's where it gets weird. They have a 10-minute period where they're able to be in the classroom and take off their masks. It's a mask break. Why the hell would you make them wear a mask at all if you're going to allow them to have 10 minutes where they don't need to wear one? It doesn't make any sense.
The mask break, everybody should skedaddle. Scatter mask.
That's, well,
scatter mask break.
It's not
one
the
other thing. One other thing that came out recently that I learned, again, Kristen informed me this last week, you have to think, they say you literally have to be with somebody for like 15 minutes in their presence to get the COVID from them.
I don't know.
This is the thing. Every day they're coming out with this stuff.
It's exposure. Exposure can happen in seconds, not minutes.
That's what I would think.
I mean, you prolong the time for sure. Like if I'm around you and you have COVID, the longer I'm around you, the more likely I'm probably going to get it. But if I come in contact with your person at all, whether it's, a handshake, droplets in the air, you touch something and then I touch it, like that doesn't need
That's
to be a certain amount of time.
Again, we're all learning. Let's just all continue to stay safe. Another couple things. Apes at the San Diego Zoo, they were the first of their kind to receive a COVID vaccine.
Wow.
Apes.
Is it a different vaccine?
Sorry,
I thought you were
several orangutan.
I'm sorry.
Not AIDS. Four orangutans and five
AIDS. What?
Say again.
I didn't say AIDS. I was gonna say apes in the San Diego Zoo went ape shit. I'm sorry.
I'm happy you made the joke.
Eight gorillas at the zoo tested positive for coronavirus in early January. Okay.
Well,
maybe this goes with the Darwinian theory of evolution, how we're evolved from apes, as I truly agree we are. I've talked about that many times. I'm very much a Darwinian theory of evolution, believer. But they were believed to be the first known COVID-19 cases amongst primates in the U.S., and that's why they're giving them the vaccine.
Can I tell you guys something? Little known fact. This cat right here. Woo! This fat cat.
Look at that fat boy. Look at that fat boy.
It's a girl. Her name is Miss girl. Baby. And Miss Baby has coronavirus. And Miss Baby was diagnosed with coronavirus two and a half years ago.
It's common in cats.
Very common. Yep. This is what I'm getting to. So it's
the same virus as the coronavirus we're talking about?
No.
It is an upper respiratory infection. So it's very similar. She has like wheezing and breathing episodes, which are brought on by allergies and or stress.
Mm-hmm.
So then when she has a coronavirus episode, which happened like a month ago, and the wheezing went on for a couple of days and she started getting like watery, like, so I took her to the vet, they gave her antibiotic, gave her a bunch of stuff to boost her immune system, and she's fine again. So every like year, it's like a seasonal flu
right.
that she gets.
Coronavirus is common. COVID-19 is the variant that is abnormal compared to all the other strains. Yeah. So, like coronavirus at its core, it's not new. It's not, pardon the phrase, novel. But COVID-19 is novel.
And I was like, because I love Heineken. Mm-hmm. That's my beer of choice. So when the vet was like, oh, your cat has coronavirus, I'm like, fuck, why couldn't it have like Heineken virus?
Right.
I know I'm being stupid. But
we talked about that though. Didn't Corona actually like suffer some sales impacts?
Yes. In the beginning, I think it did. Like they changed their whole campaign and strategy, et cetera.
Right. Like my joke when this all started before I believed Bruce and started taking it serious was, coronavirus, that happens in Cancun a lot.
I took coronavirus serious from day one. You know that, TJ.
I don't know 100%. Can we have Sam on every show? Because she makes me feel so good with her new laugh about my jokes.
I got to tell you, Sammy, the voice is,
you're getting
it's
red intimate. Again. You're red.
Oh, I mean, you make him blush, Sam, with your giggles.
She does. It's going to make me blush even more for a lot of reasons.
I'm not going to go further on that topic of discussion. So.
Let's go into a couple of the news stories. George Floyd's family They settled their case, $27 million.
Yeah. And why obviously...
Not enough. I'm sorry.
The trial of Derek Chauvin is ongoing. I believe they were in jury selection last week. I don't know where they are as we stand now. They expect it to take 6 weeks. As you guys know, I'm from Minneapolis. That's where I grew up, born and raised. It was very difficult for me to watch, you know, what happened in 2020 there. And, man, I really hope that whatever needs to happen happens so that city doesn't burn down, because I'm really worried about that again.
Oh, my God. Just like what we went through here, you know, with the police situation in the early 90s. I don't even want to think about it. Let's not even talk about it. I don't want to create any bad karma. Let's just hope it goes smooth. On one end, it's still tragic, and all my wishes and condolences to George Floyd's family. On the other end, take that $27 million.
What's hard for me, guys, is the fact that they're trying a police officer in the same city where all of this happened, in one of the, you know, most infamous news stories and cases of the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know how you're going to actually select a trial or a jury for trial.
Can you get a fair trial for this guy?
I don't think it's, I mean, he's entitled to one. I understand that, but I don't know if it's possible to honestly.
To find 12 impartial people.
It's not possible. I don't think
that
so.
He's fucking guilty and a murderer and awful and sadistic and just should be in jail and get the death sentence.
I appreciate you not sharing any opinions here, Sammy. That's very.
Well, listen,
as a police officer, for what he did, his going to jail will be a death sentence in many ways.
Horrible. Yeah. I think he already had a bunch of issues just being in holding throughout this time. So
I have no doubt. And you know what? As far as an unfair trial, this case was so widely spread all over the world. I don't think anywhere you go is going to give you a. It's going to be the same case no matter where you're at.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Go ahead.
There you go. That should be enough for the next person in that position not to fucking kill someone, because look at what happens. There is a consequence. Finally, something happens.
You hope, Sam. I mean, I'm with you. I really hope that's the case, but like, it's not like these cases have gone by the wayside since this story has happened either. And that's what's really concerning.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
But more and more investigations have happened because of the story.
That's true.
More and more police brutality and cases and stories where people have been unjustly profiled, hurt, beaten, abused, etc. More and more are coming to light because of this very incident.
I mean, I don't want to get all political, Bruce, but obviously, Brian, your brother was a police officer for many years.
We love Brian.
Have you talked to Brian at all about, you know, the idea of, you know, educating officers more on de-escalation? I know it's hard, and no matter what, anytime an officer acts, whether it's with force or without force, people are going to, you know, pick it with a fine-tooth comb and point out flaws and errors. That's just, you know, the benefit and tragedy of hindsight, obviously. But has he talked to you about de-escalation and how things have changed or how things need to change?
Not specifically.
Hey, CJ, you're green. Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, you're green again.
So here's what's weird. Okay. I turn green on the Zoom feed, and I don't see it. You guys see it. And the only time I see it is when we export it to YouTube, and it's for, like, brief moments. So if I turn green again, I'm not ill. I'm not sick. We're going to get through it. I apologize.
He's thinking about show prep, Sammy. He's green with envy.
Envy? Okay, so, no, envy. I just don't want to think about you two doing that.
Okay, so here we go. Off. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So to answer your question, Brian, it's not so much de-escalation, but let me tell you what Brian has said. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons Brian left the police force after 22, 25 years, whichever it was, he was, aside from a SWAT team leader, sniper, you know, all the FTO stuff. He was a FTO field training officer.
Right.
One of his problems was that he felt that the quality of candidate coming in to be a police officer was lessening. They were hiring less quality police officers, with all respect to the police officer were hired. The training saw a difference there, aside from his being almost 50% disabled from all the injuries that he received as a police officer.
Yeah. Brian's a hero, man.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's been shot at, fought, hit with cars, you name it. He's been through it. And it was just that at that time he retired, and it's like, if anybody asks him now, I want to be a police officer, Brian's answer is going to be no.
Right.
It's not the job I would pick today.
It's a tough job. I mean, it's a tough job to begin with, but when everything you do is going to be broken down and I mean, you can't do the you do the best job possible and you're still doing something wrong in someone's eyes.
You have a target on your back for civil lawsuits, potential criminal lawsuits or situations as we see. The other thing is as a police officer, when your hands are tied behind your back on your ability to even protect yourself and deal with situations because you're not allowed to do certain things anymore, whether it's a chokehold or whatever, you're putting yourself in a situation of liability, both for your own personal safety and for the safety of those around you. It's a very, very difficult job to have, with all respect. And Brian has nothing but respect for police officers. I drove by 7 LAPD officers yesterday having lunch. I stopped my car, waved at them, and thanked them for their service. You know how I feel about the police.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk about all this stuff. You put 10 eggs in a room, and there's always one or two bad eggs that ruin it for the rest.
Right.
It's always the case. So let's leave that. Now let's talk about another situation. Tammy, this is something I want your opinion on. I've been a big fan of Cuomo during this whole COVID period.
Oh, right? God, I'm so upset.
And now this has come out with his sexual harassment allegations towards him. Biden saying, as he should, if the investigation confirms sexual harassment allegations, that he should resign. I think that's pretty much the common theory of thought. How do you feel about all this, reading about the accusations towards Cuomo?
Me?
You.
Okay. I'm very sad because I loved him.
That's guilty, past tense, right? Past
guilty
tense.
Until proven innocent, but when there's smoke, there's fire.
Innocent until proven guilty, you meant.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big difference.
But guilty until proven innocent in the court of public opinion.
Oh, 100%.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Is how the fuck
well,
it is.
Well, but here's honestly, in public here's opinion, though, Sammy, guilty yeah. until forever, pretty much, even when they write the retraction.
Once you have an allegation, you're always going to be the allegation kid. Here's the thing. Like when Al Franken had his thing from a USO show, that was a bit that was rehearsed between that fucking idiot girl and him. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I don't think that he should have stepped down or whatever he did, retired or whatever. I think too many Democrats try and do the right thing and step away and step back. And I'm sorry, too many Republicans are like, fuck you, go ahead, prove it, bring me to jail, bullshit.
The ideology is much different. You're right. Like, they double
I'm so
down.
Sorry, like Trump,
yeah.
Doesn't he have 32 allegations, child rape of a 13-year-old woman on and on and on and on with this motherfucker.
Verbally grabbing the pee.
And admitting that he grabs pussies, but he
that came out before he was elected, guys. Like people forget that too.
But he can be the president, stay the president. Right. Nobody does a fucking thing about this motherfucker. But 1, 2, 3 allegations against a lonely man with nipple piercings in New York City. I feel bad for him. Now, I think he's a hot guy. That girl, I don't know, but he's a good looking guy. Unless he was married, then that's a no-go. Oh, there's the Corona cat. She's
back. I can't answer that. Is he married?
I don't know. I know the Chris, the brother is with
the brother. Yeah. With two children. Yeah.
But I don't know if, you know, governor is or not, but that's neither here nor there. Well, actually it is, because if he was married and doing that shit, that's not good, period, for the marriage. But yeah. Like, you know, he might've been getting the wrong signals from the girl. Guys are not
dumb.
The smartest sometimes.
Right. Dumb.
And I'm not making excuses for them, but you know, they take the wrong cues as being a come on at times. If the guy is socially awkward and not experienced, it's still not an excuse. I'm just like praying for, I don't know. I don't really want all this to be true about
right.
him, but I'm willing to accept it if it is.
You want but there to be plausible deniability.
Yeah. But look, if it's true, then there should be consequences, but I don't think that he should be stepping down until it's proven that it's true and there should be a consequence. Just like, oh, Jesus, sorry. Woo! Woo!
Is the governor calling right now, Sammy?
Like, jump into your Supergirl outfit or what's going on
here?
Hi, Gubby. No, I'm sorry.
I like the new Sam.
I like it too. I like it too. So
you're still
okay.
Red. You're still red, Bruce.
No, it was me calling you. Anyway. All right. So I'm with you, Sam. But you know, at the same time, innocent until proven guilty. But in this case, whenever anybody's hit with the sexual and you know accusations of harassment to whatever level they are, it's like in perception of reality.
Right.
Most people think you're guilty before you're innocent. Well, you know, and that's part of the problem.
When the headline is allegations against whomever,
yeah.
If the next headline, even 10 minutes later, is allegations proved false or allegations rescinded, the first article is the one that still resonates with everyone, and that's the one that is remembered. So whether or not he resigns, whether or not this is something that affects his term as governor, I really do believe that his political career after this is likely over, or at least nowhere near what it was going to be prior.
Yeah, hang on. Wasn't fucking, what's his name? Oh God. Nosferatu with the sweaty hair stuff.
Giuliani. Yeah.
Wasn't he like had a whole bunch of, or something, some scandal, something himself, and yet he's still in politics. But
we're dying. Talking about it again, like Sammy, we talked about how Republicans seem to be
Teflon fucking,
right? Like even if Cuomo doesn't take himself out of it, I think the party will largely ostracize him moving forward. Yes. Where that's not the case on the other side of the aisle every time.
Yeah,
it's not the feeling I would want to wake up with every morning. Let me put it that way. Let's see how it pans out. We'll follow the news. Another situation that happened here. The NFL Houston quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he's in the news again. Sammy, how do you feel about this? We've heard this before, accusations, but supposedly he went to a licensed masseuse. He met on Instagram, went to her house, lay down on the table, put a small towel over his groin, constantly directed her towards his groin, saying he wanted a massage be focused on his groin area, then exposed his groin to her and purposely touched her hand with the tip. Just the tip. Okay.
It was the tip though, right?
Just the tip. She was shut. Well, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Just, that's a term that was a joke. Out there. That's a term.
No, that's a joke, dude. Just the
tip. Just did the tip. He leave a tip?
So it was, well, at one point, the woman claims that, you know, he was fully erect when he exposed himself, purposely touched her hand. She claims she was shocked, mortified. She ended the massage there. She started to cry. Watson made a veiled threat. She claims, said, "I know you have a career and a reputation. I know you would hate for someone to mess with yours, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine." That was her quote of his. She suffered mental anguish. Now, boom, she's seeking unspecified damages. So here's another one, right?
What an idiot, dude, sincerely.
I would think most masseuses must come up against this kind of activity on a daily basis.
I'm sure, but...
Not from quarterbacks.
No.
You know...
With money.
Let's just say I'm not hooking up with a masseuse I meet off of Instagram and going to his house and letting him massage me.
I agree.
Right. I agree.
Sorry. That's just stupid.
Why is he putting himself in that situation to begin with?
There is A. And B, why is this woman having just rando dudes come to her house to be massaged? Normally, masseuses go to you. You bring your little kit and you go and you do it and you leave.
Oh, there's in-home massages.
Right, but Bruce, you tell me
inviting all kinds of dudes.
100%. You tell me that I'm going to someone's house for a massage. I assume you got this info from Craigslist. Okay, maybe that's on me. Maybe that's a reflection of the way that I don't know. But my point is this. There seems to be an out of the... I mean, this guy's a pro NFL quarterback. He's got the team's resources available to him
to
if he needs
a massage in the fucking locker room.
Right.
He can go get a massage anywhere. Right. And I'm sure he's got a team of masseuses that actually do come to his motherfucking house.
Right. And now, so my whole thing is this. Let's just go make the rub and tugs legal. We've talked about this forever, Bruce, right? Like,
you
make them legal and then you avoid situations like this. And then when situations like this happen, then you drop the hammer on these people that are acting out of line and you know, taking liberties. So I don't know.
But then also, weird. Why didn't he just order a rub and tug to his house? Keep it fucking...
Because that takes out the excitement.
Fun.
You know, like...
Oh, who knows if he's got his girlfriend at home or whatever. You don't know. know. We don't know the situation, but I agree. Yes. Rub and tugs, as we talked about on the show, prostitution should be made legal. I'll say it again. Reason why I am not a play for pay guy. I am not a play for pay guy, but I believe it should be legal because you'll take it off the streets. You'll help rid the disease. They get tested weekly. You take it out of the hands of the bad guys making all the money off it. And hopefully it will reduce sexual trafficking, which is a huge problem.
That's number one. You're right. I mean, the human trafficking angle, but two, also, like, you're just going to take the embarrassment out of people's lives when this stuff happens.
It's the oldest profession in the world, aside from fighting and politics. Politics being the first profession. It's the oldest profession in the world. All right, we'll see what happens with that. Quarterback throwing the ball. What can I say? Okay, speaking of quarterbacks, we have one quarterback in. We have one quarterback out. Tom Brady has agreed to a contract extension with the Buccaneers. He's locked in till he's 45 years old.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
How many more years is that?
I think he's 42, if not mistaken.
Okay, so at least one more Super Bowl.
Maybe three.
Right. Jeez. But at least one. We'll agree on one, right?
What about his little buddy? The
Gronk?
Oh, Gronkowski agreed to a $10 million contract extension. Sick. He's back. Until the dollar amount Tom will get in the new deal, he signed a 2-year $50 million contract when the 2020 season began, paying him $25 million a season. So he's got four seasons to go, maybe four Super Bowls. We'll see. Now, the quarterback out is the legendary Drew Brees. He's officially retired from the NFL.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, a legend.
Yeah.
Total legend. LeBron James just bought part of the Boston Red Sox.
Wow.
How much?
Let's see. I remember, wasn't it J-Lo and A-Rod that were trying to buy the Red Sox also? So LeBron James got in there. He's a minority partner.
A Yankees going to own part of the Red Sox? That's weird.
And reportedly the Red Sox is worth $2.8 billion. Now, this is very...
That seems conservative to me, to be honest with you.
That's conservative. But think about this. This goes to show you how big the UFC is. The UFC sold for $4.2 billion like 5 years ago. Well, and the Red Sox are selling for $2.8 billion.
There's a big difference there. And I understand what you're saying. But like to me, not even seasonal. It's the fact that when you talk about buying the Red Sox, it's one of 30 teams. When you talk about buying the UFC, you're buying what? I don't know, 70% of the sport?
You're buying the Kleenex to the tissue and the Xerox.
It's not even just that. It's not even just the brand. It's the fact that you're buying a lion's share of the entire sport of mixed martial arts.
Right.
And that's why the UFC is infinitely going to be worth more money than 99% of all sport franchises. Because when you buy other things, you're buying a team. The UFC is it's a league, but it's also... Like I said, I think, conservatively speaking, 60 to 70% of the entire sport.
I agree. A lot of money going around in sports. Juan Soto, right? The Washington Nationals baseball player, $400 million contract. Mike Trout signed a big one at $426 million, but in reality, only $354 million of that was new money. So in reality, the Soto contract's the biggest contract ever signed in baseball.
What's crazy about that in baseball is that money is like largely guaranteed, where in football, you know, you get game checks and things have to go a certain way to actually get that money. In baseball, you sign on the dotted line and there you go.
Exactly. Now, another tragic situation that happened, you know, you wonder deaths in sports. Thank God there's never been a death in the UFC, although there have been 3 to 5, if I'm not mistaken, in the sport of mixed martial arts since 1993, not in the UFC, and medical errors and stuff causing that or whatever. It's just tragic all the way on. But 19-year-old Timur, if I can say his name, Fyzutdinov, a star player in Russia's junior hockey league, he died at the age of 19 when he got hit in the head by a puck.
Was he on the ice?
He was skating.
Okay, so he's on
the ice. His opponent actually flipped a puck at his head.
That's crazy, because I mean, I assume he's wearing
helmets. They wear helmets.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
In juniors, I also believe that they have to wear a face mask as well, or at least a quarter shield. So I don't know the details of this story, but it's I mean...
Tragic.
Take nothing for granted, because you're owed and promised nothing, and something like that can, you know, have... insane consequences. That's nuts.
Life can change at a moment on any given day, for sure. A little collectible talk here. Sammy, we're doing a lot of collectible talk on the show lately, as we've always done. But Elvis Presley's iconic guitar is up for grabs at an upcoming auction. It was the guitar he used in that comeback special that he made, that famous special that was shown on TV when he was in the Alpha just playing in front of a round audience.
You could literally say any price, Bruce, and I believe it. I believe it. Like, you could say it's worth $100 billion, and I'd be like, of course it is.
I think they're going to probably start this at like $1 million.
And what's it going to go for, you think?
I would say it's going to go for $2 to $3 million. The way
that seems low to me.
It seems low to me too, but
it's,
you never
Elvis
know.
Elvis Presley.
I know. It is what it is.
No matter what, whatever it closes at, that's just the starting point, right? Like, we've discussed this. In a year from now, 2 years from now, it's going to be 200% more.
It's like real estate. Once it's bought, it sets a precedent for the price.
Yeah.
You know, the comps.
If you can afford it, pay it, because it's not going to go down.
I'm not, but
right, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, no matter who's writing that check, as long as the check clears, like, you're going to get that money back.
Exactly. And Mike Trout, we mentioned before, the baseball, his first MLB jersey, his first Major League Baseball jersey, hits the auction block. They expect that to sell for over $1 million. A modern day player.
See, I mean, I hate to say this, but a guitar from Elvis Presley, one of the most iconic rock stars of all time, shouldn't be worth the same amount as a jersey, one of hundreds that Mike Trout has worn over the years.
I'm with you. I absolutely agree with you. Okay, Sammy, are you familiar? We talked about this last week with non-fungible token artwork, or what they call NFTs. Are you familiar with that? This is a new artwork that's coming out. I signed a deal recently.
This is the virtual thing.
The virtual thing. I'm still, even though I signed a deal, I've been paid, and I'm going to come out with a product.
I still don't know what it is.
I'm still trying to get all this down. All I'm reading about is Logan Paul making over $3 million in one day with his NFT. Other NFTs, like the head of Twitter, doing a NFT, again, a non-fungible token. Sammy, this is like digital artwork, okay? It's online.
Oh, yeah.
How is it not copied, though? That's what I don't understand.
Well, there's some way to authenticate it that it's the one of a kind or one of 10 or whatever the case might be. Again, I.
So what is it a picture? Is it a video?
I'm learning as I go.
All right. Well, when you do yours, let us know what it is.
I will. I'll be showing you on the show. And all I know is the Twitter guy, he sold his for $2.2 million, right? And now, the first virtual non-fungible token artwork to be sold at a major auction house just closed on an online auction at Christie's. All right, how much do you think it closed for?
I don't even know what it is. I can't tell you how much it is.
$69,346,250 was paid.
Okay. This is like telling me, like, hey, here's a Bitcoin. I don't even know what a Bitcoin is. But it's worth money. I know that.
It's called the first 5,000 days. Another musician, Grimes, recently sold a collection of digital artworks for $6.3 million.
I don't even know who Grimes is.
Another one, a flying Pop-Tart NFT.
A flying Pop-Tart cat animation.
A Pop-Tart animation, they call it, of a cat. Sold for $600,000.
Pop-Tart or Pop-Art?
Pop-Tart. Cat, they called it. Flying Pop-Tart right. Cat. Now, I understand that part of this has to do with cryptocurrency, which, again, yes. I'm still a little
Ethereum
Greek on. Ethereum and all that.
So I own some of that stuff. I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's higher now than you paid for it if you bought it like a month before now.
Oh,
it's
you're going to make money on crypto if you just wait long enough.
I just don't like the volatility. I bought crypto at 25,000, a few coins, went down to 9,000. I sold it 28,000. Now
Bitcoin was at 60 grand last week, Bruce. Yeah, 60.
Yeah. I heard that you're supposed to buy it when it's below 50.
I mean,
go ahead. Get out your $50,000 for your coin, Sammy. Right ahead.
All I know is you're supposed to have a wallet, but you can't actually have it in hand. So
you can buy, it's not in hand, it's virtual. And if you're on PayPal now has a new system where you can buy cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I mean, you're better off doing it on like Robinhood, to be honest with you. But
Robinhood or Coinbase. Speaking of Robinhood, Gary Randall, our buddy, he opened up a Robinhood account for his son Mason.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Get him a crypto coin.
Yeah, so. I've been doing a lot of Robinhood lately.
Hey, our grandparents or parents used to buy us savings bonds when we were a kid, right? Or in my era. I guess now it's a Robinhood account, cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Something about a Doge coin or something.
I guess we're learning as we go along. We have so many subjects today, from COVID to crypto. We're learning as we go along.
The problem is, Bruce, we're learning, but I still don't know anything when we've learned things.
Here, I'm going to do you guys a favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a girl come on your next show who is our brand new Penthouse Pet of the Month.
Oh, Buffer's going to turn really red.
2021. Next week? Tomorrow?
She is a gorgeous ebony model named Lacey London. And her Instagram is The Crypto Kitty. She knows absolutely everything about cryptocurrency, buys, trades, Ethereum, Bitcoin,
Let's have her on.
Okay, great.
Ebony and ivory.
You're going to love her. Oh, and by the way, you guys, groundbreaking Penthouse cover on newsstands worldwide.
There's newsstands?
Yeah.
Where is a newsstand? Here,
you know what? I'm going to send you guys a picture. At LAX, my boss was flying out. We did a new pet shoot last Friday. I can't tell you who. It's a secret. But he was flying
back.
That's me. He was flying back where he came from, and took a picture of Penthouse on the LAX newsstand. And it is a cover with two models, a gorgeous ebony model and a gorgeous Caucasian model, and they are nude and they're combined and holding each other, staring straight at the camera.
And it's not in that like weird trucker plastic bag anymore.
No, and
that's great.
We don't show anything. It's all sort of.
But that's great. I just remember, you know, those magazines and the gas station being in like a hefty sack. You know what I mean?
And then also they'd have a black thing across.
Yeah, compared to Playboy, that you know the Hustler and the Penthouse, the Hustler special. They're so graphic.
You're a Hustler.
But I looked at Hustler magazine one time and I was like, I got sick. I didn't get turned on. I would never watch it again.
If you come across an old Hustler as your, you know, entry into that world as a young man, you're going to be scarred.
Yeah. You're going to be scarred.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not. Who knows? So good, Sammy. Glad to hear everything's coming along. And, let me make another announcement on my end. Puncher's Chance. Never heard of it, but, it's going so well, guys. It's selling faster than we can make it. And we thought 35,000 cases this year. We're going to have to make more. But we just locked down a deal for 2,000 Smart and Final stores and all 160 BevMo stores in California.
That's great.
And growing all over. It's just exploding all over.
Puncher's Chance. It's everywhere. You're definitely going to get hit.
Definitely going to get hit. No question. Sammy, did you get a bottle yet? No. Sammy.
No.
Okay. Get your buttons down here or I'll come over there. Got to drop you off a bottle.
Show prep.
Yeah. I think your brother is going to come visit me.
Yeah. So, Brian, he had a bottle for you. He was going to come visit you.
Okay. He texted me, I don't know, like one of these weekends or something.
Yeah, He'll bring you a bottle. No question at all. Okay, now we have a UFC this weekend, guys. I was not there last weekend, but I'm excited about this weekend because I really like the main event. Kevin Holland, who's one of my favorite upcoming fighters, he's not even upcoming anymore.
No, he's pretty established at this point.
Pretty established. And Derek Brunson.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a heck of a main event.
Great fight.
You know? Great fight. Great fight. Dewey Tavassa is on the card, too.
We need to get him to do a shoey with Puncher's Chance.
We need to get Tui. I'm going to get Tui's number. I want Tui on the show. Tui and I had a lot of fun in Abu Dhabi together, you know, doing a big shout out video. He's quite the character. So I'll try and get him to come on the show. Gregor Gillespie and Brad Riddell in the co-main. But there's just a number of good fights here. Marion Renaud and Macy Gesson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that fight, too. That's good.
There's a bunch of good fights on that card.
Bunch of good fights. And then, of course, the week after is UFC 260. Which is going to be very exciting. So I will be here for the next two UFCs. See you from the Octagon on Saturday. I think, is there anything else we need to cover today? I think we're doing pretty well here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just trying to get used to Sammy's new squeaky voice.
Sammy, talk to your friend, the crypto.
I'm texting her right now.
Yeah. And let me know what Wednesday she can come on anytime after next week. Okay. And we'll have her back on. I really want to talk about this crypto. And also if she can give us an insight into these NFTs. If not, I'll bring on my own NFT expert. I've been paid a healthy amount of money for an NFT is about to be released, which I have a deal for in ongoing sales and stuff, and I'm going to do other NFTs, I better understand. I'm not used to going into business when I don't understand it 110%.
Bruce has sold NFTs. He's not exactly sure what they are yet, but...
You know. I'm cashing checks for something I don't even know what it is.
You know, story of many people's lives.
Wow.
Not mine, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, when we figure it out.
Right, exactly.
We'll be smarter for it.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, another thing, I'm going to be on Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing podcast tomorrow. Ooh. Very excited about that. I'll be on the show for probably an hour, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Mike called me last week with his producer, and I said, heck yeah, I'm on. And you might not worry about my COVID safety principles, but we're all going to be rapid tested, you know, massive rapid tested, waiting for our results in the studio, distanced, only about 3 or 4 of us. I'm comfortable with that situation. So I'll be good. Sammy, what's up, Sammy? We're signing off.
Oh, just follow me, guys. Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram, The Single Life on Twitter, Sammy Phillips on Facebook. Go pick up Penthouse Magazine on your newsstands. Follow Penthouse on every platform possible and support our pets.
Very cool. Sammy, I am considering getting a dog, by the way.
Get an English bull terrier.
I'm going to go German Shepherd if I do. You know, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm going to go to the rescue when I do decide. And there's a rescue near me here.
English bull terrier.
They're great dogs. Sammy, do me a favor. Check my Instagram on your phone real quick and look at the post. The post I made about 3 posts ago. I want to give you a laugh.
Okay, hold on a second.
Did you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine or Ski School, the movies?
Yes.
Okay, this is my Hot Tub Time Machine ski pick from when I was in my early 20s. Whoa, TJ, did you see this, TJ?
No, but my phone is not accessible.
Shit, are you kidding? You mean that?
Yeah. Oh my God. You look like you're in the Village People.
That's what somebody said too. That's the 70s. That's rather 81 or 82 with warm weather in April, skiing down with that. I was an animal.
Sam in the background. Isn't that Sam in the chair?
That's Sammy in the background. In the chair.
Oh my God, that does look like me.
That's my Hot Tub Time Machine.
No, actually,
pick.
That looks like a boy.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. that was my best friend, John Ryan, man.
Thank God. Please don't say I look like John Ryan.
Hey, I'm looking at a phone through a screen. Similar. Come on now.
We could be similar, me and John Ryan.
Well,
God, I hope not. Jeez, please.
Jeez, that means you had sex with John Ryan.
Okay, we got to go.
Oh, God, Sammy, stop.
Show
Sammy,
prep
stop,
with John Ryan. Stop. Stop, show
stop,
prep.
Stop.
Hey, follow me on Twitter at TJ DeSantis and check out Extra Rounds, courtesy of UFC Fight Pass, every fight night immediately following the UFC events. You can watch us live on Facebook or archived on Fight Pass proper. And then also Sunday, south of the border, Cancun, Mexico, I'm on the call for Combat Jiu-Jitsu Worlds, where it's all about the bantamweights this Sunday night. So watch.
Awesome. Have a margarita on me. Enjoy Cancun. It's such a fun place. Stay safe. Fun place. Fun place to stay safe. There you go.
I love you guys.
Sammy, I love you too. As always, thank you for turning me Shades of Red. I like it. What was that movie? Shades of...
Gray.
Shade. Yeah. Thank you for turning me Shades of Red, Sammy. Appreciate
it. Okay.
You've been Shades of Gray forever up here.
Sammy's waiting to hear. Sammy, I love you. Have a nice week. And TJ, tell Sammy how you feel.
Sam, I think you're great.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think you're great too, okay, TJ.
Good. There you go. Okay. Greatness is made in the eye of the beholder. Or held by the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we love you being listeners and downloading It's Time Radio. Also, too, please, if you're listening to us on audio, which we have a ton of listeners on, go to the new YouTube channel, subscribe on the YouTube channel, and watch us on YouTube. It's a lot more fun to see Sammy Phillips live and in person than on the audio, even though the audio will be much more enjoyable now with your new
Yes, voice. Of course. The audio is fantastic now. It's God, whole new me.
It really is good, Sammy. I'm telling
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. 55, I'm still alive. I can drive and...
I've never been good on the high dive.
There you go.
All Thank right. You. Well, Buff says that's enough, so we're good.
Tough.
Tough. It's tough. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Sammy, love you. TJ, love you, brother. We'll see you next week. And I will see you all from the Octagon on Saturday for a Dynamite UFC. I'll see you from Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing Podcast this week. Check it out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, It's Time Radio, Bruce Buffer. Get your bottle of Puncher's Chance. You can write us through the show. I'll send you a signed sticker you can put on the bottle. If you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, all you have to do is email me at info@brucebuffer.com. And I'll tell you where to send information if you want an autograph for your Puncher's Chance bottle. There you go. Yeah. Or an autograph, period, whatever. Or you want to send me your autograph, and I'll send you a self-addressed stamp down.
Or send me your autograph on a check, and I'll give it to someone else.
Checks in the mail. It's called PayPal. We don't sign checks.
That's true. That's true. I got a crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, something or other.
Yeah. And I consider myself smart, but I'm looking at crypto and NFTs, and I'm like, oh.
We got to go.
There's just too much to digest these days, guys, aside from the hour it takes to stay on social media every day. It's life's ever changing. Adapt, change with it, be successful, set your goals, write them down. So when you walk on that path, you are the best you can be, and then you're winning. And that's what we're all about at It's Time Radio. So be a winner. Love you all. See you next week. Buffer out.
It's Time with Bruce Buffer is a TJ DeSantis production and is property of Buffer Enterprises Incorporated. Its content is intended for private use only.